My name is David Knowles, David Robert Knowles, actually, and I was born in 1945 at my grandmother's home, which was in Hague Road, Rothwell. She was Grandma Jones, Sarah Elizabeth Jones, and she was married to Grandpa. He was a miner, came up from Wales. He worked at Walter Hague. And my mother's name was Gwendolyn Maud Marjorie Jones before she married my father. My dad's name was Frederick Knowles. He was a farmer. The eldest son of Thomas Knowles. My dad had three brothers, Alec, Ronald and Cecil. And they were the four Knowles boys that came to the village around the mid to late 30s, I would say, from the area of, well, they came from Sicklinghall. My grandfather was a tenant farmer. And the roots of the family are in Great Osborne, Wixley, Boroughbridge, Easingwold area.
And do you know why your granddad Knowles brought his family to live in Alton?
Just the advantage of a bigger farm, a bigger tenancy. With having four boys, they went from a small farms to a medium-sized and then to a bigger one, which was Greenland Farm and Manor Farm. He was the tenant for two farms in the village. Manor Farm's on Carverley Road, and the land was from the Alton roundabout behind Don Angus's farm up to nearly Paver's Garage, up to Alwyn Fox's house at the top of the hill on the right-hand side. Along Holmesley Lane, behind the one row of houses that were there in those days, to Gypsy Lane, and the other side of Gypsy Lane to North Lane, and down to Greenlee, and then on to Holmesley Fay Lane, where the fish shop is. That was Manor Farm, right down to the vicarage, which borders Don Angus's land behind the vicarage. Greenland Farm was from Fleet Lane to the colliery, on the right-hand side, through to Methley Lane, round the pastures from Irk's Beck, which was Alton Beck, to the back of the motel, which is there now, and then the other side of the cricket field to where the outcrop was on Clumpcliffe Farm and right up to the Ivoridge Hall on the left-hand side of the main road to Wakefield.
So the way you've described it, Greenland Farm was the bigger farm of the
Greenland Farm was 220-odd acres and Manor Farm was about 120.
But it intrigues me still why your grandfather Knowles picked on Alton. Did he see an advert somewhere or did he already know people here?
No.
Why did he know the farm tenancy was available?
I think it was through word of mouth, basically. I think my father's uncle, my grandma Knowles's brother, used to drive a truck for a firm called Whiteheads in Leeds, and he covered this area delivering and collecting coal from the pit and delivering, etc. And he maybe word of mouth heard there was a chance.
Did they bring a lot of farm machinery with them at the time, or did they start afresh when they got here?
No, they brought various small implements, such as maybe a reaper, all horse-drawn in those days. With no tractor, there'd no tractors, it was all horses. There would be horses and carts, etc., etc. And a lot of the work done in those days was manual. So there wasn't the planting machines that there is today, and there wasn't the machines for cultivating that there is today.
But do you know how they got here? Did they come in a convoy on the road?
Yes.
Or did they come by train? That's what I was
getting at. They came with a convoy with the horses and carts. Just to put a better light on it, when my grandfather was farming at Arkendale, it was only a small holding. So when my dad was 14 or coming up 15, he was rented out to a farm further away and lived in. They called it living in. So he was shipped off to work for a neighbouring farmer and lived there and worked on the farm until they came here. And I think that would be the main reason my granddad came here.
To get to keep his family together.
So he could get, the eldest son being my dad, was established. And then the other two worked on the farm. And the third one was too young and he never went into farming. He was a wrestler. and he's well known in the village, the older end of the village, because he did nothing else. From being 16, he went in the army, in the SAS, and after the end of the war, he was turned professional wrestler, and he wrestled right to his retirement. Cyril Knowles. He used to wrestle as Knowles Peters.
What did they tell you about what it was like when they first moved here? What kind of farming did they do?
It was mixed farming. We milked cows in those days. We didn't have any sheep, but it was pigs, cows, store cattle, which is steers, and mixed farming, which was root crops, sugar beet. We used to grow sugar beet for the factory at Selby. You'd grow that under licence. You acquired a permit to grow so many acres. And then when you harvested it, you took it to the factory. And then we used to bring sugar beet pulp back. We used to buy sugar beet pulp back from the British Sugar Corporation for animal feed. So that was sugar beet. Potatoes we used to grow earlier on than I can remember. But then it was basically mangels, turnips, kale, all for winter feed, and barley and wheat.
When your granddad came, it was before the war, so things must have changed quite a lot during the period of the war. Can you remember them telling you about that? And they must have got tractors and things in that period of time.
Well, they eventually got tractors at the end of the war, but prior to that, it was all horse. So we had a stable, and they had about six horses. But when I was a little toddler, maybe 4 years old or so, I remember the last one that we had, one that used to... We still worked her. She used to harrow corn in on these fields at the back here. And then they retired her off, and they called her Silver. She used to come down to the window and put her head in, and Grandma used to give her a slice of bread. And
and did the farm employ a lot of local people as well, as
yes,
the
it
family?
Did. I'll tell you what used to happen. We had a full-time cowman called Bill Wright, and he lived in Hunslet, and he used to milk the cows morning and night when we'd actually got a milking machine. Before that, everybody milked by hand. So there would be granddad, grandma, dad, brothers, anybody else to milk. Then once we got the Alfa Laval milking machine and electricity into the buildings to power the pump. That came in, well, I was milking cows when I was 4.5 years old. I could milk a Jersey cow. And my Auntie Peggy contacted the Wakefield Express or the Rothwell Advertiser, and they took photographs of me milking a cow with little overalls on at 4.5 years of age. So that would be sort of 1949, 1950, we still milked by hand. And I would say about 1951, we got milking machine. We had mainly British Friesians, but we had one Jersey, and we milked about 18. And they used to stay in all winter. When it came the end of the autumn, they came in for the winter, and they were tied up, and they stayed there all winter until spring, when we let them out again. In those days, that's what we did, tied them up. They all had their own stall, and they knew which one was theirs, and God help anybody trying to get in, a new one. They would, if you had a new one, say we culled one out or one died or whatever, and you brought a new heifer, and when you brought them first back in, first milking for this new one, she would go into one that she didn't belong in, and the silly old tart would hike her out. But you'd eventually get her in one. I mean, they were so tame. You'd get her in her own, and then after that, she'd go in her own without bothering. They're very clever.
And what about pigs then? Did you slaughter your pigs yourself?
No, we used to sell them to Ronnie Sadler, David Sadler's father, who lived up Ormsley Lane, and his father owned the quarry, backing onto Quarry Hill, and down there he had upwards of 200 pigs at a time, all for bacon and pork and bacon. And so we used to sell basically to him or anybody else. But we used to go to Otley Market and buy, Otley Auction Market, and he'd buy the young weaners there. Later on, Uncle Ron took Manor Farm after Grandma died. Then it left two farms. So Uncle Ron, being the next eldest one, he took Manor Farm. My dad, being the eldest one, got Greenland Farm. And Uncle Ron specified in pigs. He had a breeding herd of large whites. And he'd maybe have, I think he had about between 30 and 40 breeding sows. So he had always had eight-week-olders. He used to breed them to 8 weeks, wean them off, and then sell them. So my dad used to buy from Uncle Ron as and when he needed them. So that was his supply.